Now, we find here, and I begin reading now at verse 1 of chapter 29. Now the Philistines gathered together all their armies to Aphek, and the Israelites pitched by a fountain which is in Jezreel. And the lords of the Philistines passed on by hundreds and by thousands. But David and his men passed on in the rear with Achish. David was there with him. Now, these other lords of the Philistines saw David. They knew who he was. They didn't want him with them. And I think rightly so. I'm sure that if you saw a person who'd been your enemy, and all of a sudden he seems to be on your side, you want to make sure that he's not going to come up from the rear and attack you. That sometimes happens even among Christian brethren today. Sometimes some person that you have felt was not friendly to you, and all of a sudden he becomes friendly, and you wonder whether he's really your friend or not, or whether he has some ulterior motive in mind. And we read here in verse 3, "Then said the princes of the Philistines, What do these Hebrews here? And Achish said unto the princes of the Philistines, Is not this David, the servant of Saul, the king of Israel, which hath been with me these days, or these years? And I found no fault in him, since he fell unto me unto this day." Now, this man that David had been with, a Philistine, this man could find no fault with him, for the very simple reason David had been a loyal follower. He'd never tempted to undermine him. David was not that kind of a man. I think today one of the tragedies in our Christian circles are men who attempt to undermine other Christians. And there's a great deal of that, of course, going on even in our day. Now we read here, "The princes of the Philistines were wroth with him. And the princes of the Philistines said unto him, Make this fellow return, that he may go again to his place, which thou hast appointed him. And let him not go down with us to battle, lest in the battle he be an adversary to us. For wherewith should he reconcile himself unto his master? Should it not be with the heads of these men?" Now these men reasoned like this, and there was a certain amount of logic in it. It may be that David wants to make a truce or a peace with King Saul. And how better could he do it if he turned on us and took some of us as prisoners, or actually killed us, and that would reconcile him to Saul? And we don't want it that way. Now, I'd be very frank with you, since these men did not know David, you cannot blame them for the position that they are taking. "Is not this David, of whom they sang one to another in dances, saying, Saul slew his thousands, and David his 10,000s. Now that is the position of these men. I think it's a reasonable, logical position.